Hey, we are back here on Turning Red Youngstown Studios. I'm Denny Malloy.
And I'm Regina McManus. And today in this show, we have Tom McCabe, who is a very good friend of mine. He's the chairman of Mahoning County. Thank you for coming today, Tom.
No, thanks for having me, both of you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Really appreciate this.
Let's talk about a little bit what's going on in the Valley, about because the name of the show is Turning Red.
Sure.
So we are. What about the Red Wave? Now, Mahoning County, in 2016, you guys didn't ride the wave as much as Trumbull County did.
Right? We didn't, but we have different demographics. But we did carry the county for the first time since 1972. And so we were excited. I think it was 52-48. We actually carried this county. And that was a big feat for us. I think a lot of people in this county recognized what was going on with Donald Trump.
Yeah.
And I think we took advantage of that. And it was a good feeling election night. You know, I can remember when the first results came out at 7:30, we were down 60-40 in the absentees. And I turned to one of my Democrat board members. I said, "We're going to win this." He said, "Oh, you can't make that up." I said, "No, absentee's your vote. Election day's on."
Yeah.
And we had a really good feeling at 7:30 that we were going to carry this.
Oh. So. And well, that was what, 2016?
Or that was 2020.
We okay, 2020. Now, 2016, you still, that was Rooley and Don Manning. They, even though Trump did not win, right?
I was 18, actually.
Okay, that was 18. Okay.
Yeah.
How close were you in 16? I know Trumbull County voted for Trump in 16 and 20. How close were you in 16? What's the difference you made up in 20?
We actually fell short in 16. We held Hillary under 50%, which is still a feat. But I think we're still down 3-4 points. I think it was 49, 46 in that range. So we knew it was doable in 20 because we saw the enthusiasm here. We saw the people at the headquarters. It was just the general excitement over those 4 years of Trump being president. It was that MAGA agenda that really resonates with blue collar voters, just not in Mahoning, but in Trumbull County.
Mm-hmm. Now, you think that wave is going to continue on next year in 2022?
Well, that's what we're hoping. You know, we don't know. But we've seen a lot of people change their minds and their hearts. We always knew that this valley was conservative. It's a strong Catholic, immigrant community, Youngstown, Warren. And so we knew those voters were there. It just took that right candidate, and Trump turned out to be that right candidate to flip the valley red. So we're hoping, and we're going to find out in 2022.
We'll find out, yeah.
Right.
But you still have a lot of excitement at the headquarters right now, because I'm up there. Every time I'm up there, there's a lot of people in and out. They're still getting Trump gear, right?
Sure. We're still selling the Trump gear, Trump hats, Trump signs. Just that conservative message.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're open 5 days a week in Mahoning County still, and we still get that traffic in and out of our headquarters.
Yeah.
So I think the excitement's still there. We're still we're out there in the community. We're active, fundraisers and dinners and events and meet and greets, and we're selling out everything.
Yeah.
This is post-Trump in November.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the excitement's there. Now the key is to get those voters back out and get some good candidates on the ballot and see if we can keep this momentum going.
Yeah.
I'm still trying to wrap my head around all this. You know, I'm the late comer to the Republican Party. Tom, you've been a Republican your whole life since college. You said you were a young Republican in college.
Sure. Since high school, actually.
High school, Boardman High School.
I graduated in 85 in Boardman, but we had the first campaign I can remember being involved with was Lyle Williams.
Oh, wow.
And my good friend, childhood friend Kevin Rask got me involved with Lyle Williams in 82.
And then the barber from Lordstown.
Yeah. The barber from Lordstown, right. And then in 84, we were involved with the Reagan campaign. You know, debates at the school. We had a little Reagan club at Boardman High School. And so I've been involved, you know, all the way back 16, 17 years old. And I took a few years off, you know, with college, moved away, came back. And then in 91, we started the YSU College Republicans. And I've been involved since.
No, Family Ties, your favorite show in the 80s. Were you
Alex P. Keaton?
Alex P. Keaton. Yeah, Michael Fox.
We had a couple of those at Mooney. We had Paul Scarsella and John LaRisha were our two.
But did you actually Republicans. Wear the suits and everything in school?
No, I had the eyes odds, right.
Okay.
You know, back in the eyes odds and members only.
Yeah.
Little buckles on top. So, no, we never went with the suits, but we all loved Michael J. Fox's Alex B. Keaton.
And Regina, you were a Republican in Trumbull County all the way since Reagan is when you realized you were a Republican. Now, when you think of Mahoning Valley, you think of Youngstown, you don't think Republicans. You think all the way back, I mean, this was a diehard Kennedy made a stop here in 60. We got people all the way back, our steel worker, our union roots, our blue collar. This was probably one of the strongest Democratic places in the country, not just in Ohio, but in the whole country. Youngstown is Democrat. Now, you as Republican Party chairman, let's go back in history a little bit to see what I'm overlooking here a little bit, because I know now they finally started to turn red, but have we had little pieces of red anywhere else back in history?
Well, I don't think you're missing anything, Danny. You know, since 1930, this has been a Democrat county. 30, 32, that this county flipped to Democrat. And you have to go back to 1960 to our last commissioner, Republican commissioner in Mahoney County, from 60 to 64, Ed Gillerand was our last commissioner in Mahoney County. And since then, we've had two countywide office boards. We had Gary Van Brocklin, a prosecutor in the 80s. And then, of course, now we have Ralph Meacham, our county auditor.
So two county office holders in the last 60 years in Mahoney County. But you have Don Manning flipped it red and now Al Catrona.
Sure.
And Mike Rulli, of course, the state senator. But on county government, just the two of them.
Just the two since 1964. Just two office holders since 1964. Now, in the 70s, we had Jack Hunter, who was the mayor of Youngstown, and he did four terms. I think it was 72 to 80 or 70 to 78. And so he was one of those last prominent Republicans that we had elected. Mm-hmm. And at one point, he actually had city government. He had four of the seven council members as well in the 1970s.
So he had four council members in Youngstown, and the mayor of Youngstown was Republican for a while.
That's correct. And I think it was.
Was that like after the Black Friday, after the crash, or Black Monday?
Black Monday. It was pre that.
Thinking so after
was,
Thanksgiving.
Yeah,
it was. Yeah,
Thanksgiving. Yeah, my mistake.
So it was pre that. And I think the four council members were Schrado, Schrenko, Katsoulis, and Wade. And I think one still with us in the area is Bill Wade, the former county chairman. I think he's 96, 97, 99, maybe.
Yeah. No, it was Emmanuel Katsoulis, the one with school board fame, or relative?
He was, yeah. Yeah. So we had at least four council members back in the 70s. But it's from 1930 to the present day, it's been few and far between. I can remember when I first got involved, you know, the state party would say, hey, can you get us 35, 36% of the vote in Mahoney County for a statewide candidate? And when we did that, that was a big win for us. We'd be at the headquarters in the 90s, early
35%.
We got 36%, which means the Republicans carried the state because we got enough of the percentage. Now they're asking us for those mid-40s. You know, can you get us 45? Can you get us 46? And we did in 2018. Mm-hmm. So I think the county's moving. At the national level, it has. We need the right candidate in 2024 to continue that momentum. What I think our party needs to do now is build on this momentum and break through in county government. Yeah. And we're looking at 2022. We have commissioner's race and we have the auditor's race. And we're hoping Ralph Meacham runs for re-election, retain him, and hopefully take a commissioner's seat in 2022. I don't think it's real progress until we can at least win that commissioner's spot.
Yeah.
So right now we don't know if we borrowed Democrats temporarily and they're going to go back, or if we moved them and they actually moved over to the side and they're staying permanently.
We don't, but we know a lot of those. In 2016, we started the primary in 2016 with 16,000 registered Republicans in Mahoney County, 16,000 out of 165,000 registered voters. After the primary in 2016, we were at 36,000. We moved 30,000 people into our primary, which is huge.
Yeah.
And we're still sitting about 30,000 registered Republicans, double what we were 5 years ago. So we're thinking a good majority of these voters, these blue collar former Democrat voters, have come over and they're permanent. And a good example, you've had him on your show, is Gino DeFabio.
Oh, yeah.
And Gino's now a Republican, mm-hmm. but he's a lifelong Democrat. And Gino's one of the better guys when it comes to getting work done and getting the message out. Gino's great.
I think Mike Rulli is like the Pied Piper also. He's leading people over to Republican side left and right. All those people that shop at Rulli Brothers, all the people who see him on a daily basis, a lot of the old immigrant types that were, you would think, are 100% Democrat, when they see Mike Rulli and he's a Republican and they see what he's doing good for the Valley and they see all the positive, I've said here on the show, what do we have to lose? We've already lost. We've been in bottom of the rankings and everything for the last 30, 40 years. What do you got to lose other than giving it a try?
Sure. Mahoning County and then Trumbull's right behind us. We're number one in poverty. We're number one in unemployment. We're number one in a lot of things, but there's nothing you want to be number one in. And this has been going on since, look at this shutdown of the steel mills in 79, since 1979. Look at a guy like Tim Ryan, who's been in office for 18 years. What has he done?
Nothing.
What can he come back and say he's actually done? What jobs has he brought back? What money has he brought back? Where's our progress in 18 years? We've wasted 18 years on a congressman, and the guy now has seniority. He sits on committees. What has he done for this valley? It's just not Mahoning. It's Trumbull. It's Columbiana. It's this whole region.
And now he's jumping in the Senate race. Right. And because his seat, what do you think is going to happen with that, the 13th district? Do you think that?
Well, I keep telling people, I think we're known in September when the Lions come out. We're hoping
September. We can't wait till September.
We're
going
to have to wait
to
September.
A lot of people wish they didn't have to wait.
Yeah.
But I think we have to wait and see what that
I mean, because you hear so many different things, you know.
But look at the fight that Tim Ryan had on his hands 2 years ago.
With Christina Hagan, right. Yeah.
Here's a guy that used to pull mid-70s with very minimal opposition.
She beat him in his own county. And
his own precinct.
His own precinct, yes.
He lost his own precinct, his own neighborhood. He lost. You know, Mahoning County, if we go back to that, it's actually a tale of two counties. Because we have the southern and western part of our county that's deep red right now. That's
very, very red.
Beaver, green.
That's kind of where I grew up hunting and fishing. And that's where there aren't very many Democrats you would think in those areas.
Right. But if you look how Donald Trump won Mahoning County, we only lost two political subdivisions. We lost Youngstown and Campbell. Everything else we carried Coitsville, we carried Struthers. Of all places, we finally carried Struthers. And so the valley's changing, but yet we still have work to do. But we know that, like that Alcatrona district you mentioned, we can carry that now. Finally, Don Manning carried it, Alcatrona carries it, but it doesn't include Youngstown, it doesn't include Struthers, it doesn't include Campbell or Coitsville. And same with Michael Rooley. At least when Michael Rooley runs, he has Columbiana to help him. Because Michael Rooley lost Mahoning County by 10,000 votes in 2018. Mm-hmm. Columbiana carried him by 18,000, I believe. Mm-hmm. And so there's still work to do.
Right.
And you touched on it. It's keeping these Trump voters, these blue-collar crossovers, home. And when I say home, the Republican Party. Right. I think we have the message.
Well, then let's talk a little bit about... Because I'm out there every day talking to people. I know you are too. A lot of people are like, I'm not voting ever again. My vote didn't count. I mean, you know, we know we have to deal with this. I'm sure you hear it too.
I hear it all the time.
And you work at the Board of Elections.
Sure. My full-time job is one of the directors at the Board of Elections. I've been doing it for 22 years. So I've seen all the changes in elections with voting equipment and different things, voting hours, early voting hours, absentee voting. Your vote does count.
Yep.
And Ohio has a great system.
Now, let's talk about the system before we get in too deep. You're the director. You have an assistant director.
Correct.
And then you have four board members, two from each major political party.
I'm actually the deputy director now.
Okay.
And so I started at the board in 1999 as deputy director. And then my director was Mike Shortina, who left to become county auditor. I became director again. And in 2012... the Democrat and Republican, we switched.
Yeah.
I became deputy director and my Democrat became director. They're kind of equals in law. The Board of Elections in every county are equally divided amongst Republicans and Democrats. We're governed by four board members, two Republicans, two Democrats. And then the staff itself, myself included as a director, are split. So Mahoning County has 14 employees. We have 7 Republicans, 7 Democrats. And our two board members are 2 Democrats, 2 Republicans. And so your elections in Ohio, and this was John Houston's favorite thing to say, was it's easy to vote, but hard to cheat. And Ohio has a great system. It really is easy to vote. We have more hours, more days than a lot of states like New York and New Jersey and Maryland and Democrat states that you have the opportunity in Ohio to vote. It's easy. But it's also, we have signature verification. We have voter ID, and it's hard to cheat in Ohio. And I think Ohio gets it right.
Yeah. Well, a lot of the people, you know, they're in Ohio and they're like, well, I'm not going to vote. My vote doesn't count. Actually, we have someone running for governor right now. He jumped in the governor's race and said his vote didn't count, or his wife's, or his son's, you know, in Ohio.
We actually question if he voted or not.
Exactly. Exactly. Right. So,
but no,
there's one answer to that.
Ohio's a good state.
Yeah.
Ohio has really good.
And Trump carried Ohio.
Almost too good. I'm one of those guys that think, you know, how many chances we got to give somebody to vote? We vote on election day. Everyone, it worked through history that way. Why do we need to loosen up and loosen up? I mean, how far is too much? How far is too far and too accessible? You got to draw a line somewhere. When, you know, if you're not smart enough, wise enough, or you're just too dumb to get out there and vote when you have to vote, then maybe we don't deserve to vote, in my opinion.
No, and I agree with you. Like 95% of what you just said, I agree with you. And we've seen over the last 20 years, Ohio has loosened their voting requirements of time and of the days available, how absentees. It used to be you had to have an excuse to vote absentee, you know, over 65 out of county mm-hmm. country. Now it's no fault absentee. Anyone can vote absentee, but our percentages haven't went up. It's the same people voting, but in different times and different methods of voting. So it really hasn't increased participation. What it has, it's made it easier for steady voters, regular voters like the three of us, to cast your ballot.
Mm-hmm. What about voter ID?
I'm all for it. I think you have to show ID anywhere you go in this country, whether through the bank, a ballpark to pick up tickets. It doesn't matter. You need an ID. And to come and vote to verify who you are in your intent to cast that ballot, there should be some sort of ID. And Ohio gets it right. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be a driver's license, which they say is restrictive, and I get that. But it could be a utility bill. It could be any government document with your name and address on it. Ohio's easy. Bring us something. Just bring us something to show who you are and where you live at. That's official.
I think that would make a lot of people feel a lot more comfortable just knowing that one vote, one person, got to show the ID. And I think that's where I view in my head, at least, I think a lot of fraud happens.
Yeah. I remember one time in my early 20s, I went to the polls to vote and I didn't have my ID. And they wouldn't let me. So I'm cussing, you know, all the way home, getting my driver's license. But I get it, you know.
When I ran for county commissioner last year, I was at the Board of Elections one day. I was standing inside, and they had their early voting box out front. And I watched this guy walk up and wearing a YSU hoodie. He had a backpack on. He stopped. He opened the backpack up. He reached in, and he pulled out a stack of ballots. And he stood there for about a minute and a half feeding these ballots into the box. I mean, it was a stack. So I went to the deputy director of Board of Elections at that time, Muzz, and said, hey, what gives? You know, I thought just like one person, one vote, you know, this guy just stuffed the box in. And I don't know what, apparently the law was, you can do it for you, your immediate family or something that way.
Yeah. When we say immediate family, it's your,
who lives in your house,
wife, your son, your daughter, your father, your mother, your in-laws, your father-in-law, mother-in-law, your cousins.
Really?
Well, it's very loose.
It is. Cause I asked him, I said, I told him that, and he went and he said, oh, let me go review the camera. So he went out and he reviewed the camera. They have a camera on the box out front. He reviewed the camera and he came out and he says, you're right. Guy had an armload full of ballots. That whole backpack was full of ballots.
But once that ballot's in the drop box, you can't take those ballots.
I said, what are you going to do about it? And he said, nothing I can do. He must have a big family.
Right.
And he turned around and walked back in his office.
So with drop boxes, I feel we invite fraud into the system.
Yeah.
I'm okay with one drop box at the Board of Elections outside our office that we can monitor and we can stop a lot of stuff like that. But when we have the proposal the Democrats want is drop boxes throughout the counties. And how do you monitor that? And then you get into ballot harvesting.
That's what I think was happening here. Starts,
you've seen in California, you've seen in Arizona, you've seen in Nevada, you've seen in Colorado, that organizations, Republican or Democrat, but the Democrats seem better at it, harvest those ballots. And you can go door to door and pick up people's mail to return back to the Board of Elections. And those drop boxes in Ohio would allow that because there's no way, because once that individual organization drops that ballot into the drop box, that vote is basically cast. I mean, there's no way to take those ballots, envelopes back out of those the boxes.
So. You know, one thing I've seen over the years too, Tom, as being a member of the Democratic Party, I used to go to the Jim Trafficking fundraisers and the, you know, so-and-so for mayor would have something Mahoning Country Club, or they'd have, you know, something Mr. Anthony's. And you had back in the day, I remember even when I was a little kid, you know, Don Hanna was the Don. He was the guy ran the party, Democratic Party, Mahoning County. You didn't do anything without Don Hanna. He was literally the Don of Mahoning Valley politics. And then he had some challenges and got knocked off finally. You had factions that came in and basically split up the Don Hanna regime. And then you had other groups take over, and it was still all Democratic run. It was still Mahoning Valley was still being run by Democrats, just different faces, a couple different groups now maybe. And then you get into the Beatrice era where it was still pretty powerful. And I would see in that time frame, that's when Mark Monroe, you started seeing him get a little more power, and maybe it was a weakness in David Beatrice, or maybe people were starting to change back then. And then, of course, you come into power. Now, you know, when I used to go to those things, Mr. Anthony's, there'd be 600 people, 400, 500, 600 people at a Democratic function, and your Democratic precinct committee meeting was packed to the gills. And I saw that in Trumbull County. Same thing. You go to DVSD's, and it was packed room full of people coming in to vote. Now things seem like you go to your event and it's packed and the Democrats are in shambles. There's no more David Beatrice running things. In Trumbull County, you got Politico running stuff and it's in shambles. Half the people don't like him, half do like him. There's so many different factions there that are split. The Democrats now are just in total disarray in both counties, and you got your proverbial shit together now, where between you and what's happening in Trumbull County starting to solidify and come together under among candidates, you guys now are like what the old Democrats used to be. Now you're not running it like the Don, like Don Hanna did, but you've got more fairness and openness and more inclusiveness.
And you've only been chair for 2 years, right?
It's been 2 years and 3 months now.
Well, yeah, I mean, I went to the Trey Gowdy event you had recently. Blown away. I do fundraising for a living. My goal is to put 600 people in a room for fundraiser. That's my dream. It took me 21 years to be able to achieve that. And you did that here in Trumbull County. You walk in to see Trey Gowdy or Mahoning County, and that room was packed. You had 500 plus with some of the most energetic conservative voices in the world. Not just him. You got Nunes. You got Jim Jordan. You got Huckabee. You're getting – it's like – who do we want next? Because it isn't, can we get them? It's like, who are we getting next?
Listen, Sheriff Clark came in. When I took over, we had about $20,000 in the bank account, which was really good for the Mahoning County Republican Party to have, you know, $20,000. So the first thing we did was roll the dice, and we booked Sheriff Clark out of Milwaukee. And it cost us $15,000, and people in the party said, well, we can't do this. It's like, well, let's try. And because we never tried it before. You know, our Lincoln Day dinners, our Reagan Day dinners, we'd have 150, 200 people. And that was great for us. I mean, 200 people. Wow.
That's what Mahoning or Trumbull County is dealing with now, the 100 people.
So with Sheriff Clark, we rolled the dice on him, and we had 550 people for Sheriff Clark. And we would have had more, but that's all the hall could hold.
Yeah.
And so then Devin
News. Those are 550 Republicans, viewers and listeners. Exactly. Republicans in the Mahoning Valley. Paying how much a ticket?
Well, at that point, we kept it at $60.
$60 a ticket. $60. But still, this is Mahoning Valley. Yeah. They're paying $60 a ticket. 550. Yeah.
And then Devin Nunes came for us, and we had 560 people. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, COVID hit. But we figured, you know, we're protected under the First Amendment. We're a political party. We can have events because it is freedom of speech. It's freedom of assembly. Mm-hmm. And so during COVID, we actually brought in Jim Jordan. And then we did Mike Huckabee. And then just about six weeks ago, we did Trey Gowdy and Mark Robinson and sold that out. So September 17th, we have Candace Owens coming. And I think we rented Mr. Anthony's. There's a plug for
you. I mean, is this Jacksonville, Florida? Or is this Youngstown, Ohio you're getting these people into?
And now we're charging $125 a ticket. Mm-hmm. And we're selling out. And
already started selling those tickets, right? Those are on sale right now.
They're not
for Candace. Okay,
we don't even have a price and all the details yet.
Okay,
but already we have over 100 people booked.
Booked for Owens.
And so we figured we did Mr. Anthony's because we can put 800 to 1,000 people at Mr. Anthony's, and I think we can sell that out. Mm-hmm. And I think we're gonna keep the ticket price because what we did, because of COVID, we increased the ticket price because we couldn't get
less numbers. People,
and we did 125, and we're still selling out at 125. And I know we can sell Candace out of 125. Mm-hmm. And then what we're hoping is Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida, who has great local connections. His uncle's my priest at St. Charles, Father Rogers. And his grandfather, Phil Rogers, was the chairman of the Mahoning County Republican Party in the 1960s.
So Governor DeSantis, the governor of Florida that everybody loves, everybody in the world right. wishes they were his governor. He's got roots in Youngstown.
Sure. His uncle still here at St. Charles. His grandfather was the chairman. His grandparents on the DeSantis side had a little storefront in Struthers, Ohio. And his grandfather on the Rogers side was party chairman and retired from the Board of Elections. So I have pictures of his grandfather.
Yeah, you show me. Yeah.
The grandson, Governor DeSantis, doesn't even have.
Oh. Uh-huh.
So if he wants him, he has to come here.
There you go. He has to come little here. Blackmail. Yeah.
No. No, it's a quid pro quo. Yeah. Well,
that's one of Regina's favorites, yeah. And the other one is Governor Abbott in Texas. She loves Governor Abbott in Texas.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know if we have connections there, but we can try.
Right, I used to have the same last name.
Okay, there you go.
I'm sure I can find something.
Some connection in there.
Yeah, we'll make something up.
But yeah, I mean, that's amazing. Right. I mean, we're talking about Youngstown, blue collar, steel mill capital of the world, the Steel Valley, Mobtown USA, whatever you want to call it, is Republican now to the point where they can bring in the best, biggest, brightest Republican speakers in the country mm-hmm. without a problem. You don't have to drag them here. You don't have to beg them to be here. No, they see what's happening.
Him, right? Yeah, you just have to pay them. Right. But they want to come.
Sure.
And even Trey Gowdy, we knew we had a good end because he tweeted out about Mahoning County in November 2020 that Mahoning County flipped. He was yep. watching news like we all were. Mm-hmm. And Fox News had Mahoning County flips. First time since 1972 on Fox News. And then Trey Gowdy tweeted that back out. So we knew we had the end when we reached out to him and his people that mm-hmm. he knew us already. He knew us.
Well, so
that makes it easier.
Yeah.
We have the presidency. We know we can get that back again. We own every statewide office mm-hmm. from the governor down the secretary of state, the auditor, the treasurer, the attorney general. We own the Supreme Court as far as the numbers of
for now.
Of Republicans. Most of the appeals courts are pretty evenly stacked. Congressional wise, statewide, we got more Republican congressmen than Democrats. We got a couple Democrats in there still.
We have one of them.
And we're starting to turn red.
No, I do.
We do. We're starting to turn red in the Mahoning Valley. I mean, can it get any better? I mean, why this is the winning team? Why not be on the winning team? I know you guys used to have a headquarters. When I got my first exposure to Trumbull County Republicans, it was through Jim Trafficant. You guys were wooing him a little bit to come over to that way when he got out of prison. Right. And he ended up going the independent route, but a lot of those people are Trafficking followers now. Those are Republicans. Those are the ones that crossed over that are now solid Republicans. Jim led him in that direction. He didn't actually, he put his toes in the water Republican wise, but he didn't actually go all the way, but he wanted his followers in that direction. And so we have the Trafficking Democrats are now Republicans.
Sure. And his son-in-law, better donors and volunteers, yep. John Shaheen, if I can say that on the air, mm-hmm. sure. That's his son-in-law
yep. coming out to
every event. John's a great guy.
Love John.
He just loves coming out to things, and it's nice to see that.
And he'd be the first one today to say, if Jimbo were alive today, he would fit right in Mahoning County Republican Party. Sure. He said it the other day. I was with John the other day, and when Jim Renacci was speaking, he looked at me. He's like, that's Jimbo. Some of the things that Jim Renacci was saying, he emblazoned or embodied some of the Jim Trafficking speak in his speech, which was kind of cool to hear. And I was mm-hmm. like, you know what? I love seeing that the Jim made that much of a mark that now we compare people that are conservative, that are speaking conservative views, that are speaking America first. They're being related to Jim Trafficking. I love that for Jim. I love that for our history. I was a huge Trafficking guy back in the day.
Well, you probably don't know. I almost ran against Jim Trafficking in 1996. The party every year they couldn't find candidates for not only countywide office.
Was that the Walter years that ran against them, or was that the good looking guy looked like Mario Lemieux from Poland?
That was Paul Alberti.
Oh, Paul Alberti.
After that okay. was after.
So it was Randy Walters then probably was right, the next.
I was in the official years.
Gotcha.
So in 1996 they couldn't find anyone to run against them, so they called me and said, "Hey Tom, put your name on the ballot." I said, "I don't want to put my name on the ballot because I did that in '92 as a college student against Ron Gerberry." And I think I got 23% of the vote for state rep back in that day. And so in 96, they said, come on, just do it. Just hold the spot.
Do it again.
Do it again. I said, I don't want to do this. I'm just starting a family. I said, I don't want to do this. They said, just hold the spot. fill the petitions out, get them circulated, and you're being the primary against them. So my name was in the 96 Republican primary against Jim Traficant. And so after, you have time for this story.
I don't know. We do. We love this. You're hearing it here. Youngstown Studios.
In about June of that year, I called the state party and said, listen, can I drop out? He said, go ahead and drop out. You're good. We're going to replace you. It's like, oh, good. Well, a few weeks later, the Secretary of State, Bob Taft, calls me. Former Governor, Secretary of State in 96. Said, Tom, did you drop out? I said, yeah, I dropped out. They said I could drop out. They said, you can't. It's a congressional, it's a federal election. We're going to have a three-county election. It's going to cost $400,000 to the taxpayers to hold a special election. And so it was really not my problem. I didn't want to run the first one. So he told me I could drop out. So I dropped out. So I had to go down to the Board of Elections after a lot of persuasion to withdraw the withdrawal, and then wait till August, I think it was 20th, to then withdraw officially. So Jim ran unopposed in 1996. Well, I saw him at a chamber event in December of that year, and I went up and introduced myself. You know, Jim put me in that headlock.
Yep.
You had me worried, McCabe.
Gave you the scoff on the side of the face.
I said, no, you would kick my ass. He said, oh, yeah. Right. But that's the type of person he was. Is this a good guy? And some company sent me a little button. I still have it at the headquarters. McCabe for Congress, 1996.
That's a keeper. That's a keeper there. Right. You know, and then Tim Ryan basically just inherited the position. Jim went to jail. It was real beneficial to say he was a Traficant staffer to get in the first time, but then you kind of never heard it again in all the other elections. Then he kind of ran from that badge of honor that got him in there in the first place.
Don't forget, though, he beat an incumbent that year, Tom Sawyer. It was a redistricting year, 2002. Must have been, right? Yeah, 18 years.
Yeah.
And we went from the 17th to the 13th?
17th to 13th. But Tom Sawyer now is that sitting congressman out of Akron. And Tim Ryan beats him at the primary. If we underestimate Tim Ryan next year in the Senate race, we're going to be in trouble because he has an appeal.
You think he'll have a primary?
I think the Democrats, looks like they cleared the field in the governor's race and the Senate race. We're on our side. We have a lot of good candidates for Senate.
We do.
Candidates for governor.
And we don't have just place fillers anymore. No. The days of filling a place are done.
Yeah. Right.
Now everyone's wanting to jump into the Senate race.
Right. I ran into the... I shouldn't say this, but I ran into the Democrat commissioner.
Say whatever you want.
And she said, don't be recruiting people against me next year in the commissioner's race. I said, I'm not. They come to me now. The days that we had to go and beg people to come on.
We just need someone on the ballot. Just give the Republicans a choice.
They come to us now.
Yeah. Well, let's get into that a little bit because I was a nobody. I get a phone call and says, hey, you ever think about being a commissioner? You know, we like what you have to say with sportsmen. You got a big following of people. You got Mauro Cantala Mesa's unopposed. You know, would you consider jumping in a race doing that? You know, if you had some people that backed you and helped you, would you do it? And I said, I had to think about it. Real long and hard weeks, actually. And said, yeah, and that's where I met Regina. And it was a great run. It was a great run. 46% is independent. But if someone out there is listening now and they're just happy, or their buddy says, hey, listen, it's Tom McCabe's on. You got to hear what he has to say. What's your best advice? If you got a person sitting out there that resides in Mahoning County, wants to get involved in politics and doesn't know how. I mean, the days of career politicians are done. So you don't have to have a degree in political science and be a council member, then council member, be a trustee from there to go to this, to go to that, to go to this. You know, we got a lot of newcomers. Mike Rulli, never a politician before he was state senator. Al Quattrona, never a politician before he was a state representative. Ralph Meacham, never a politician before he was county auditor. What can a guy who might be inspired out there that's got a little bit, I mean, there's some names in the Mahoning Valley. We got some last names that are prominent that people know about, like Rulli. He had the name recognition first. Quattrona had some name recognition from his father's business also. I mean, you need that. No, and then Garrow ran. About Cherry ran. You know, Hagen's unfortunately run all the time. If someone's listening now, what's the first steps? How do they get involved to say, hey, you know what? I think I might want to run for something. I might want to be Poland Township Trustee. I might want to run for one of those commissioner seats.
Well, this is the year to do it. Yes. You know, in odd number of years, whether it be 19, 21, 23, you run for school board, you run for trustee, you run for council. And this is the year to do it because the deadline comes up in August this year to get your name on the ballot. So if you're interested in running for Smith Township Trustee or Sebring School Board or South Range School Board, this is the year to do it. You call the headquarters. Mm-hmm. We'll sit down with you. We'll meet you. We'll walk you through the process. It's usually only 25 or 50 signatures on
it. It don't matter if you're white, black, rich, or poor.
It doesn't. And you see, Michael Rowley actually started as a school board member in Latonia. Now, it helped he had that name ID with the Rowley stores, but he started as a school board member and decided he wanted to move up and do something bigger with the law of persuasion, I hear.
Sure.
But he still did. And there's a Judge Hauser, one of our Republican judges, just walked by. And
perfect.
Yeah. He's been a judge for over.
You never know who you're going to see in Youngstown Studios.
So you see me just waving. And yeah, that was Judge Hauser, great Republican judge, county court judge. And at one time, we controlled three of the four county court judges. We still have three of the four. Right. We still have three of the four county court judges. But if you want to get involved, this is the year to do it. You run for your local school board. You make a difference there.
Yeah.
And, you know, we only get 25.
You should get your feet wet a little bit. I guess I spoke a little when I said.
Do you want to volunteer? I mean, there's a lot of people. I mean, I meet people and they're like, I want to get involved. I just don't know what to do. I want to help the candidates. So even with volunteering, just go stop in your local. Every county has headquarters. Stop in your headquarters and get to know.
And your headquarters is on Market Street, right across from the Quench. Just past.
Well, yeah, if you're a Quench goer,
if you're a Mooney guy, everybody knows where the Quench is.
Same plaza as Bruno's Pizza.
Right. Best pizza.
I think more Mooney guys remember the address of the Quench more than they remember Mooney High School.
Yeah, we've been up at our headquarters, 8381 Market Street. We've been there 5 years now. And it's a beautiful headquarters.
So the plaza where Bruno Brothers Pizza is. Sure. You see that on the
Domus Jewelers, that corner right there at McClurg and Market Street. It's a great location. It's a growing location. We're open 5 days a week. Plus, you can call there anytime, and they mm-hmm. return your call right away. It's help me with the number here. It's 629-7006, I think.
I don't know.
329-7006.
Yeah. And it's just programmed in my phone.
Right. And I call it so much on my speed dodge, just forget what it is.
Yeah.
But we're always there.
It's like a bee's nest there. It's a regular functioning business. You come in, there's a secretary greets you.
It's very welcoming. I mean, when I'm out this way, I'm at the headquarters, and new people walk in constantly. Just last Tuesday, some guy, we did a raffle. We had Jim Renacci there. The guy that won the raffle was new.
Tom.
Yeah.
But, my phone now, right?
Yeah. Tom. So that was great. And he's like, I just popped in. What was the first sign or something? Like, I voted for Trump. Don't blame me. He wanted to stay to meet Renacci, but he had something to do. And then I give him a call and I say, you won the raffle.
2 weeks ago, last week, we had Jim Renacci on Tuesday.
Yeah.
Had about 60 people.
Yeah, about 60 people. And we threw that together in like 4 days.
Right. And on Thursday, we had author J.B. Vance, who might be running for the Senate in Ohio.
And on Wednesday, you had some in Columbia that a lot of the Mahoning people were involved in.
Right. Dave Johnson, one of the best chairmen in the state. I always say I strive to be number two. And people say, what? I said, well, Dave Johnson's number one. Yeah. He's been there for 30-some years. Yeah. He's the best chairman in the state of Ohio.
He's been winning Republican elections for a long time in Columbia. Yeah. He's teaching us how to do it.
He's so good. I named my oldest son after Dave. And that's a true story. I said, 25 years ago, because my son's in Texas now, I named my oldest son after Dave Johnson because I respected him that much back then. He's just a great chairman.
Yeah,
and, back to our headquarters, we try to keep that active. Mm-hmm. We had Robert Sprague about 8 weeks ago. We had about 90 people for Sprague. We had 60 people for Renacci. We had a nice event on Thursday with J.B. Vance. Mm-hmm. And of course, we have a Republican Cigar Club in town, too.
Yeah.
And so once a month, we meet at different restaurants.
Kind of like a booster club, in a sense, to the Republican Party.
They're a lot of fun. And you get, 60, 75 people once a month, you know?
We had Mike Gibbons, who's running for U.S. Senate last month.
June, I believe the 22nd, we have Renacci at the Cigar Club.
Right. And so we try to bring in different speakers and then keep that headquarters this active.
Yeah, and we can't forget, we got Bill Johnson as part of Mahoning County. We got Dave Joyce that has part of Trumbull County. So we got a little bit of the federal stuff in there too in both counties. You know, we just got sandwiched in the middle is what we need to look
you
at.
Guys did.
Well, yeah, I did. Bill Johnson. But you know what though, I could literally walk out of my house because I live in Cortland on the golf course, Walnut Run, but I could throw a stone and hit Joyce's district. It's right there.
I could hit two golf balls, maybe three, to get into Tim Ryan. But I'm right on that border where Bill Johnson's my congressman. Bill Johnson's been a great congressman for us. And here's a guy that returns your phone calls. You can reach him at any hour of the night. I've tried, and he does. And he's just a great congressman.
No, and we're seeing, we have a new thing here on Youngstown Studios. You can comment live when you're watching. We got some comments up there. We need a Republican mayor next election from Danette. We got Darlene's watching out there. Let's talk about a Republican mayor next election. We do have a candidate running for Youngstown.
She came to us and said she's going to run. And, you know, she sacrificed a lot to run. She was one of our Republican board members at the Board of Elections, and she gave that up to run for mayor. She's in a tough race because I think we only took 28, 29% of the vote in the last presidential in the city of Youngstown. Right. Mm-hmm. But I think Tracy's well-spoken. I think Tracy's organized, and she's out there raising money and building an organization. And I think if the voters of Youngstown actually take a look at this,
yeah, she has a name recognition.
She's a lot better choice than our current mayor, Mayor Tito Brown.
I mean,
I can't name one accomplishment in the last 4 years outside the new car he bought us. Bought himself.
And he's pissed off a lot of police officers. I know that much.
He sure has. Just in this last week, he took the opportunity to slam our police nationwide.
That never gains you favor anywhere.
It shouldn't. You know, this whole trend of defunding police, and it was just 3-4 years ago, the respect for the blue and the law enforcement. Where the hell did we go?
I'm going to go in the touchy area here for a second, too, because growing up, too, you never, ever, you know, I always thought of the Republican Party was the Republican Party of rich white people. Here we go. We got Tracy Winbush, a woman of color. We have Josh Mandel running, a Jewish guy running for senator. So Republicans now, they are an inclusive party, irregardless of race, creed, or color. The Robinson that spoke at your event, the lieutenant governor of North Carolina, one of the greatest speakers. I would follow that guy awesome. In a war, in a battle. If he ran for president, I'd be behind him in a heartbeat. He's another man of color, another African-American man. So Democrats don't have, they might have the minorities, but the minorities they have are the minorities that hate white people. They band together a lot. It seems like those are the ones that aren't included anymore inside of their Democratic Party for whatever reason. That's not cool. Where Republican Party, I'm seeing an umbrella that's open to everybody and everybody equally. And there is no race thing in there because we just don't care. We're just people. We're people with conservative views, and they look at the viewpoints first, where I think the Democrats look at maybe the color or the income level first before they look at their viewpoints. I think that's where we've gone wrong in the Democratic Party.
I make the argument to, when I first became chairman, I sat down with a lot of community leaders and leaders within the African-American community that are Democrats. And the point I make to them is, when's the last time the local Democrat Party has run a minority or an African-American for countywide office? I'll give you both a guess.
Maybe never?
Yeah.
You got it, never. And here's a town for 90 years controlled by the Democrats. If they wanted to give an office to anyone they wanted to, they could. Mm-hmm. It was a given. Get through the primary, it's a given. They don't endorse African-American candidates in the primary. They've never had an African-American countywide office holder. But we've run African-American candidates in the general election.
Yeah, we haven't had a black commissioner that I know of.
I don't know if Trumbull County, I can't speak to that, but I'm not talking this commissioner. I'm talking prosecutor, sheriff, auditor, treasurer, clerk of courts, dog catcher.
And that's amazing.
Right.
See, that's where they pull the wool over your eyes. They get the power and they still take care of their own. They use the people below them for the vote. You know, and that's, to me, open your eyes up, Youngstown. Mahoning Valley, open your eyes up and look at, like I said before, and I'm talking to minority communities out there. We got an umbrella that's open. We want you. We want you on our team. Right. If you got conservative views, if you want better for your kids, you want less violence, you want lower taxes, you want fairness and equality, Republican Party is staring you right in the face. All you got to do, I mean, I don't know if it's Trump that opened up more barriers and borders for that. I think he did. And you know, a lot of people call him a racist, but I'll tell you what, you look at his cabinet, and you look at the diversity that he had with the people he appointed, how are you going to call the guy racist? Maybe some of the things he said out of his mouth, you know, maybe didn't think through all the way or whatever, but but there's no way in the world.
He offended all of us.
Yeah, exactly. I think he touched.
Yeah. So he's equally racist because he's offended all of us at one time.
But you know, Trump pulled more of the African American vote, more of the Hispanic vote.
The union? You got the union vote?
Than we have in 40, 50 years. Yeah. And so there's a message there, and it's that America First message. And I think our party needs to stay on message. We can't go back in the days of McCain and Romney and even, hate to say it, the Bushes. I think Trump pulled in millions of more votes than we ever got. It was from voters that never voted for us or would never consider voting for us. Mm-hmm. And we have to keep that message of America First. Yeah. And whether that be the borders or NATO or foreign policy or taxes, It's a winning message. We can sell that message into every community that we're going to take care of American workers and American people first before we take care of anyone else.
Amazing. And Regina, you got something brewing up in Trumbull County for the first time, Tom, in our recent memory. Yeah. You blew me away when you said you had a Republican mayor and Republican council back in the 70s in Youngstown. We're trying to do the same thing in Trumbull County.
Three candidates running for on the Republican ticket or a city council,
and Democrats are scared because they get a bunch of independents they just threw in the race.
Because all of our Republican candidates have a Democrat opponent, but they're not happy with the Democrat opponent. So we have, what was it, nine
independents. If they dealt with it, Board of Elections meeting today to certify. Yeah,
they certified them today, I think it was.
Yep. So someone's doing a big run out there for, hey, wait a minute. These Republicans might take this. We need to throw some, we need to muddy the waters. We need some cutters in here. Yep. We need some people to try to stop these Republicans from getting power.
How's it look for you up there?
Well, it's looking pretty good, but
I mean, there's three races. They got fighting. It's not easy. It's not a cakewalk.
It won't be easy at all.
But they got your leadership.
Yeah.
And
actually, I'm meeting with them when we leave here tonight. The young Republicans are getting involved, and you know they're going to hit the ground running with these three candidates. That's really only our only election this year,
right?
You know what I mean? Just we have trustee races, city council, nothing.
Which is your farm team, though.
Yeah, absolutely, So it's important.
Good school board members. That's your farm team to move up.
Yep.
And our problem has been that we elect these trustees out of Boardman, Austin Town school board members. They don't want to run for countywide office because they knew the numbers, but now these same people are saying, well, maybe I'll run for commissioner three years now. I'll run for clerk of courts. And I think both counties have a great opportunity to make a difference here. I really do.
Yeah.
The scariest part, like what I had, is I was running as independent. So I didn't have the solid party backing.
If I would have known you, if I'd have met you. Been on the ticket as a Republican.
I would have, and I would have won very easily.
So he calls me out of the clear blue.
I get a phone call, about running. I think about it, and I'm like, I'm going to do this. I start talking to some sportsman leaders that I know, and I said, we're going to do this. We can do this. We can win this. We need to stop the Democratic stronghold here. So we get going, and I needed petitions signed, and everybody said, got to call Regina. And she was just so diehard Republican. Then when she heard someone run against a Democrat, she said, she never met me. She was getting petitions signed for me. So I said, well, let me check on these petition gatherers. I don't want anybody soliciting my petition unless I know them. And I think it's only fair to her to get to know me before she has somebody sign pen to paper endorsing me to run. So I called her up. She was at another political function. We met after that. And she...
Tell me a story about Dunkin' Donuts. Come on, it's a podcast. Who cares?
It is a podcast. I said... well, when you're done with that, she said, where do you want to meet?
I'm how the political events go, right? You just can't wait to get out. I mean, they're fun, but
you were at a Greek church, I think, in Warren.
Yes, I was.
And I was going to a sportsman's club meeting actually that night in Vienna. And I said, well, when we're done, there's Dunkin' Donuts on 46. I can meet you there. And she's like, no, this is Republican Party. She said, I'm just got done.
Dunkin' Donuts at 9 o'clock.
We don't do Dunkin'. I'm not doing Dunkin' Donuts. She said, we meet for a drink somewhere. So, of course, we were going to meet at Avalon. We ended up at Iron House. We met and she heard my concern. I mean, she interviewed me. She vetted me pretty hard for a couple of days, doing some background research. And she wanted to know, Facebook checks, all that stuff. You need to do that today. And she saw this, she's like, you're basically Republican. Why are you running as independent? Why didn't you get in earlier? And it was too late.
When
I had my eyes enlightened to be a candidate and get involved in the politics, the only thing I could do is run as independent. I thought, you know what? I do have a lot of Democratic blood still in me. I was a trafficking guy. Sure. I was a Strickland guy. I was a Tim Ryan guy for many, many years. You know, still value our friendship. But I had my conservative views just eating at me. And I was a Democratic precinct committee person. So I wrote a letter. I resigned from the Democratic Party in grand fashion and said, you know, I can't stand with your national party views. I can't stand after watching the presidential debates, I'm sickened by every single person on that stage. And
including Tim Ryan?
All of them. And I said, I cannot longer be any part of this party at all. I want no part of my name being affiliated with this because this aren't my views anymore. These aren't the views my parents raised me on. These aren't the values that my grandparents raised me on with my parents that were Democrats, that believed in Kennedy and were Democrats for the right reasons. That party's dead. It's gone. And I had to look in the mirror and realize that's not in me anymore. The stuff that they taught me are now Republican views that used to be called Democrat, you know, that we were sheep. And I think my whole family, as you know, I had an aunt, you know, Rose DeGeese, who ran or was Youngstown school board member for years and years and years.
Hey, Rose.
Well, great lady, very, very political. She was the Regina of the 1970s and 80s in the Mahoning Valley. Went to all the political functions. Everybody reached out to Rose for advice. Everybody wanted her endorsement. You know, she would consult and advise candidates of all races and every race that was there. She did her own little run for County Recorder once, but her best friends were commissioners and the people she went. So Democrat her whole life with everything. She's not even Democrat anymore. She's, you know, she's in her 80s and she looks back and it's like, that party's gone. That's party's you know, gone. Like you said, yeah, the days of gone. Mel Katsoulis and the days of, you know, any of the mayors that we had or any of the commissioners we had in the past or any of the politicians we had, those days are gone. They're long gone. They're never coming back days.
We have office holders now in Mahoning County, and I won't mention any names, but they're not Democrats anymore.
Absolutely. True story.
But until we can win that first race, they're not going to come over until we can prove we can win.
We had two Democrats run in Trumbull County that were as conservative as I was. Yeah. And when I tried to reach out to them and said, hey guys, we could break this mold. We can, if you don't be afraid, if you want to partner up with an independent guy, if you want to switch over, as I learned my Republican ways, you want to switch over Republican Party, they are going to embrace you and you will win. You'll jump on the red tag. People will forgive you for being a Democrat in the past. You will win. And both of them lost and they both lost. And they look back now, it's like, if I'd have been more pro-gun, if I'd have been more out in the open with my views, just being them, if they'd have just been themselves, they didn't have to lie, they didn't have to fake anything. All they had to do is be themselves and either, here's who I am, and screw if the party says I'm differently, call me what you want, but I'm running as this person, they probably would have won. But they didn't. They had to, it's like they you think about it, and then Joe Biden comes to town, and all of a sudden they're gone, and here they are, right in Joe Biden's shadow. You know what? We need to be over here. This is what's going to, you know, give us our gravy. And there are many, many politicians like that I've met. And I was at a Democratic precinct committee meeting last time I was at a Democratic function. It was a picnic and it was down in Girard or Hubbard somewhere. And about 10 guys I was standing around with. These are all trustees from the county. We got to talking about deer hunting. Oh, this guy does this. This guy's a farmer in Braceville or whatever. This guy's this and that. And I looked at him like, guys, what the hell are we doing at a Democratic function? I said, shouldn't we be at the Republican one? And everybody laughed, but they agreed. But we were still there. We paid our $10 to be at a Democratic picnic. And we're like, holy cow. And it was shortly after that I looked in the mirror and said, I'm not doing that anymore. I got to be me. I got to be me. And if me identifies as conservative values, which I knew they were, why would I vote Republican in every national and every state race, but always voted? I just wanted to play the game. I realized it was like I had awakening that I wanted to be able to vote for somebody. I didn't want to go to the polls and just vote on issues because in the primary, I had nobody else to vote for. And I learned that a little bit too when I had to go and pull a Democratic primary. And I'm like, who do I vote for in this? And this was years ago. And I voted for John Edwards. And he wasn't even in the race anymore, but I still threw a vote at him. He had already dropped out, but I still voted for him because I couldn't stomach any of the other ones that were on the ballot. You know, I should have learned. I should have had the balls and the guts a little bit sooner, but I'm glad I am where I am today.
It's been tough in this area,
though. But I'm Mahoning Valley. I think I represent a large portion of the Mahoning Valley in my views. Coming out, I think, relates to people.
But you look at a lot of former Democrats have had that same awakening. We always knew it. Just they're waiting for that platform, the Republican Party, to change somewhat. Because don't forget, NAFTA and GATT and all these trade deals were passed bipartisan. You know, both Democrats and Republicans screwed the American worker. Mm-hmm. And we know that. I think our platform now and where our party's going appeals to those blue collar workers. And so tens of thousands of people in the Valley have switched over, including yourself. They finally realized the one that hasn't is Tim Ryan, who ran in 2002 as a pro-life, pro-gun Democrat.
Right.
Well, now he is so far left, it's amazing. He's all Gang of Five. You have the Gang of Four with AOC, and that it's almost the Gang of Five. The only one that walks out of the State of the Union, the only one that won't put his hand over his heart during.
And I don't understand that. I just don't understand it.
Especially in this area.
Because he was raised by the same values as me. He went to a Catholic school just like me. He had the same thing. And I've hunted with him. I've been there with him. And when he was pro-gun, I was there with him and John Boccieri and got Ted Nugent on the phone and congratulated him on his A rating with the NRA. And that was just back, 10 years ago. Right. And then all of a sudden it's, I'm hearing the things and you talk to him and you bring it up to him and he's got his viewpoints with it. But basically he became an institutionalized Democrat, kind of like someone in prison when they get institutionalized and then they're set in their ways the rest of their life and there's no rehabilitating him. I fear that that's what happened to him. And he's looking at the bigger picture down the road and he's an institutionalized Democrat now with the new ways. He drank Jones's Kool-Aid. And that's where he is.
And so I'll tell a quick story. The first time you met Regine was at the Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah.
I actually met Denny at the Ted Nugent concert.
We did.
Yeah. Hey, we didn't go to Dunkin' Donuts. We met at...
No, we went to the bar.
It was in Cortland. Yeah.
Okay. But I actually met Denny.
We did.
At the Packard Music Hall.
Yep.
Tracy Winbush called me. Said, you want to come see Teddy Nugent? I said, of course I do. Right. I want to see Teddy Nugent.
That's right. Tracy was there.
Right. She goes, well, come up before the concert. We're going to do a... Wild game night.
Maybe? We did a wild game meet and greet with Jeff Crystal, and I drummed this up myself, and we invited probably 20 of the most prominent politicians in the area, party leaders. I invited the Democratic Party leaders, the Republican Party leaders. Mark Monroe was there. Mark Monroe was there.
Mark was not there.
He was not there at that one. I'm pretty sure he was. I think he was. He was there with Kevin Windham.
I think
you were there with Tracy, Kevin, but I think he was there with Kevin.
Yeah.
And we put them all in the room. And I mean, we even had Glenn Holmes. We had Tracy Winbush. We had Ron Klingel, Sean O'Brien.
We're still a Democrat.
Yeah, we had John Houston. Yeah. I mean, we had this room was great.
Yeah.
And Jeff Crystal cooked up walleye and some other wild game that we had dug out of the freezer. And I told him, I said, Ted says, what do you want me to say? I said, I want you to tell the Republicans, feed them red meat. And I want you, for the Democrats in the room, I want you to chastise the hell out of them and make them feel guilty for being who they are and not standing up for what they believe in. Because the whole room was pro-gun. I mean, everybody in there had concealed carry permits, whether a Democrat or Republican. And he basically had a coming to Jesus meeting. Great speech. Then we went out there and he rocked our ears off in the Packard Museum.
Hey, Gino's watching.
Gino's looking up there.
Hey, Gino, we gave you the shout out already.
Yeah, we gave you the shout out.
Yeah, we already did that.
We're coming up against the end of the hour, Tom. Yeah. We could talk to you for
episode
after episode after episode.
We'll have you back on again.
Please. I really enjoyed this. Thank you so much.
How do people get more involved? One more time, Republican Party.
I would call the headquarters in Trumbull. What's the number in Trumbull?
Okay. And go to Regina's Facebook. Yeah, if you're a Republican, want to get involved, go to Regina.
Even on social media, you can go right to our Facebook page, Trumbull County GOP, Mahoning County GOP, same thing. And the phone number's right on there. You can go to the website.
There are breakfasts, there's lunches, there's meet and greets, there's cigar mixers, there's all kind of things you can be invited to. You do a great newsletter in Mahoning County. Hats off to that, whoever.
Joanne Taylor.
She does a great job.
Awesome, yeah.
So you pretty much say, hey, you got a full schedule of things you can go to.
We do.
And literally, if you're like Regina, she can go to the events 5 days a week. And the only reason she's not going seven is she's got to rest sometime. But 5 days a week, she can have Republican functions.
I'll get in trouble, but next year's a chairman's race. And basically statewide, so every county, for the most part, is going to elect a new Republican chairman. And I'm going to run for re-election. I'll announce it tonight.
Great.
I am going to do one more term if I'm fortunate enough. But Regina would make a hell of a chairman.
Well, you know what? She would make a hell of a chairman, vice chairman, second vice chairman, treasurer, secretary, you name it, and she can do it all. Yeah. And I think that's why you like doing what you do.
I do.
Because you can be behind the scenes doing all of that.
Yeah.
And she does. She does the fundraising. She does the organizing. I mean, this woman, 2 o'clock in the morning, it was yesterday. Late at night, we had some issue or something like that. I'm like, it's a holiday. Can we not talk politics for like 1 minute.
Someone asked me a question and then it pertains to something that you know you can answer. Yes. So I, you know, hey, this is my thing. If, especially on Facebook, if you light up green, that means you're awake. You know what I mean?
Right.
And if I have a question, I can send it to you. And if you answer me, then that's good. If not, then get back with me in the morning. But that's just how you get things done.
Well, we got a great show next week. We'll be back next Tuesday.
Yeah,
next Tuesday. And we have a special guest.
We have Josh Mandel in studio next Tuesday.
Running for Senate. Running for U.S. Senate. One of those very important 50 seats that we need. Hopefully 51 we get, but we need to retain that seat. Yep. So he's going to be live in studio next week with us on Tuesday. Special edition Tuesday.
Well, actually, I think we're switching the Tuesdays now anyway.
But I talk too much.
No, you're awesome.
But you all put it this way. You left us with just enough that we need to have you back on again soon.
We have a lot to say.
Well, we do.
Yeah.
Really, but thank
We're
you.
Excited. Bob. Yeah.
Thank you, Regina.
Hey, Youngstown Studios. Studios. Share it with your friends when this is done. If you missed part of it, you can always go to Youngstown Studios and watch it or my Facebook, Regina's Facebook. On behalf of Denny Malloy
and Regina McManus, we'll see you next week.